Well, hello, songsters, and welcome back to another episode of Music Helps, a podcast with a purpose. You know what we're here for. We're here to support you and encourage you to use music to benefit your well-being. That's all. That's all we're here to do. And we are continuing this little mini-series of bite-sized songsters episodes where we have a sing together or a play together or a boogie together, however you want to do it, and talk about a little subject. So I wanted to talk today about the idea of music moods. And so really, that's I think probably the most impactful way I talk about music when I'm doing a musical walkabout session. So the musical walkabout sessions started out in care homes and would be, a lovely musical journey, basically. So it would be a one-to-one experience, myself and a resident of a care home. And we would get to know one another over many weeks and months and sometimes years through music. And we would talk about music, particularly musical moods. And that question might be couched, what sort of musical mood might you like to explore today? So would you like something romantic to sing along with? Or would you like something jolly and upbeat? Something soft and soothing? And the mood that music creates, firstly, is very subjective. So it's different for everyone. And that's always fascinating. There's myriad different interpretations people will have for the same song. It means something different to everyone. But that is a really beautiful and personal experience and something that's lovely to share with other people. So in the Music Helps staff training and that we do, we talk about the idea of music moods and what music makes you feel different emotions. And we explore some of those and that it might be there'd be some beautiful positive emotions like joy and laughter and feeling wistful or nostalgic perhaps. But there are also difficult emotions, like some music might make you angry, and that's okay. That's really all right for music to tease out more difficult and problematic emotions for us. So quite often, particularly in my early years of my practice, I would avoid music that was too emotionally stimulating in terms of, very perhaps sad music, thinking that that was a downer, that we were going to bring everyone down. But actually, I was encouraged by residents over many years to explore that with them and to experience the catharsis of that. I think I've written a blog about that in the past. But it continues to be really important that we address things like that, that we don't shy away necessarily from music that perhaps brings a tear to our eye for one reason or another, but experience it and let it do its work. So I'm not going to make you cry now, though. Or maybe I will. Who knows what you make of this song? But we're going to do something very jolly instead. So more often than not, I'm asked for something jolly to play. And this is one of the best, I think. This is from Oklahoma, and it's Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, which actually I'm looking out the window and it really is right now. So whether it is or isn't for you, let's do this together. We can sing it together if that is available to you. We can also hum or la. You don't have to use the words. You might want to not sing at all. You might want to tap your feet or nod your head or smile and listen along. However you want to do it is fine by me. But let's do this together, songsters. Okay, so.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And an old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling.
Well done, songsters. Tremendous stuff. Well, I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope it boosted your mood a little bit. Something that jolly. Maybe it didn't, though. Maybe it brought up some special emotions. But whatever it made you feel, let's explore that musical mood together. So let us know in the comments below how you felt singing along with that, and if there are any songs that bring up particular emotions for you, because I think it's really interesting. I think it's a good conversation to keep having. All right, songsters, I can't wait for our next opportunity to have a play together. So until then, keep the music flowing. Toodles! Content discussed on Music Helps is for educational purposes only and expresses the individual opinions of Nina Clark and Musical Walkerout and should not be construed as personalised medical advice. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others. Consult your GP for any medical issues you may be experiencing. This entire disclaimer also applies to any and all guests and contributors on the Music Helps podcast.